Nine ball is rotation pool. The balls are pocketed in numbered order. The only ball that means anything, that wins it, is the nine. Now the player can shoot 8 trick shots in a row, blow the nine, and lose. On the other hand, the player can get the nine in on the break if the ball spread right. Which is to say that luck plays a part in nine ball. But for some players, luck itself is not. Money loves speed, it's true. But also money loves style. That doesn't get talked about nearly enough in the financial advice space. We live in the age of social media. Half a guy's reputation is attached to his Instagram. Even LinkedIn has a lot of showboating that goes on nowadays. Think about it, back in the day you would just do your stuff and get paid for it. Now you get paid more to talk about it if you can get others to listen. But this puts many of us into a trap. You want to make it in the age of social media, you try to reverse engineer your success, and you just become a talker. But as a result, your success begins to eat itself. It becomes way too circular. You don't have anything to back up the things you're talking about. It's almost like going for fame directly gets you totally stuck. So what do? What do you chase instead? You chase style still, but you have to back it up with brawn. You gotta have the muscle. It's a lot easier to get rich when you're someone who has stories worth talking about, when you've done stuff. The one who gets it done, who reads what needs to be read, who makes the sales call, who's gained the experience, the guy who takes the shots. There's not a lot of limitations for someone who believes in themselves. There's not a lot of rules. But even still, here are 5 rules for how you can get rich in the next 5 years. The first idea is this. Ask yourself, what one skill can I develop that will double my income in the next 1 year? A real good indicator that you're on your way to wealth is if you hate your life.
Oh, shit. The only way you're going to be happy is fucking working your ass off.
Thank you.
That's it. That is happiness, is fucking working your ass off. Anything else, trying to rest, trying to not do that, is fucking misery. Just accept it.
And all of that hatred, everything that you're doing, is entirely your choice. You hate doing the things you do, but you're able to get yourself to do them anyway. You've got a commitment, a relentless willingness to grind it out. Hard work on intellectual pursuits is actually pretty rare, because truly, a lot of intellectual pursuits can be so damn boring. Right now, I'm in a phase where I want to relearn some new skills for the future. So I've been chasing this new Salesforce certification, the Agent Force Specialist. I took it one time, the day I was leaving for my trip to California to attempt Ironman Oceanside, and I failed it. But I got like a 62% with no studying. So I went back, and this is the first season of my life where I'm really studying Salesforce with some kind of aggression. Like, so far I've probably put in 10 or 11 hours of total studying, and it is so freaking boring. You know, record merged fields, grounding, all these technical terms. I realize it takes a little bit of faith to force yourself to study something that's boring. Because you're like, what the heck? You know, life is already miserable as it is. Why am I studying this horrible, horrible thing?
That's it. That's time.
Yeah. You woke up this morning thinking that you had to get responsible.
It's that willingness to grind it out and to utilize your natural strengths that makes you cunning. It makes you powerful in the new world, because eventually you can use that ambition, you can use that combination of style and muscle to be rare, to be a rare commodity. Some skills that are worth learning in the new age: AI and machine learning. That's a quote that Mark Cuban said earlier this year. He said if he was young, he would spend all of his energy learning AI. And I actually took that to heart. Another one is cybersecurity. Security professionals are highly sought after and they command high salaries. Content creation. Now, the thing about content creation is that it's a hell of a lot easier when you actually have a story worth telling and you know how to put it together. But all sales, all lead generation that is unpaid, comes from making content. It's the only way that any company really gets any leads. Trade skills. One of my most successful clients in 2024 was actually an electrician, and he made a great income from that. The trade skills are fully coming back. They're actually pretty rare, and they're worth investigating if you don't know what to do with your life. And lastly, service jobs. I'm currently in bartending school, and I'm actually looking to get a bartending job at like a high-end restaurant. My character in this movie project that I'm making is a dishwasher and a bartender to start out. And so it's a lot easier to film on location, actually, when you can get a job. You know, having access to some of these buildings and locations and stuff, it's a superpower. It gives you access to an entire set piece that otherwise you would have to pay like several thousands of dollars for. And when you're making an indie project with very little money, it's nice to have access to locations. There's way more that you can do than this. The truth is, the exact direction doesn't really matter. The deeper perspective here is that once you start down a path, you need to commit to getting to the very pinnacle of that enterprise. Idea number two, look at all of your expenses and do a weekly financial audit.
How are you feeling right now, man?
Hey, man, I'm feeling good. Rolando right there is my Robin. I'm Batman. We gotta go crazy.
Rolando, are you okay with being Robin?
What?
Are you okay with being Robin?
With inflation being what it is, this is incredibly hard to do, but cut all costs that don't help.
The whole reason that I'm even in Minneapolis is because I moved to Minneapolis to work.
Okay.
Because I was going to make a significantly more amount of money.
The truth is, even the great titans like John D. Rockefeller, they track their expenses every single week. John D. Rockefeller was very famous for basically tracking all expenses and keeping them very, very sharp. Save and invest 10% of your income. Put that money into the S&P 500. Pay yourself first. Put that money away. I think it was Clement Stone who once said, if you cannot save, then the seeds of greatness are not in you. As boring as it is, as simple as this advice is, there's no way to build true wealth without saving. You have to actually develop an attraction for earning, saving, and investing. Just regularly earn, save, and invest, and put that money into assets.
You're not going to be thinking like, oh, I hope I produce content. I hope the seed of a creation is inside of me.
You always ask me, what am I most curious about exploring and like reflecting on and sharing with the world?
Yeah.
Now it's been my inner dialogue.
Yeah.
Because my thoughts are not good thoughts.
Yeah.
And but who I'm becoming, that needs to change in order for me to actually have a fulfilling life.
Watching a little Sinners right now, trying to get some cinematic inspiration.
Idea number four, stay energetic and attractive. Paul Newman in The Color of Money was 60. It was the first film that he won an Oscar for, despite a long-standing career. On a long enough timeline, fame and personal brand and staying psychologically young is what pays the most. Because in your 40s and your 50s is when you gain the most amount of experience while staying sharp. But one can keep a very long-standing, powerful career into their 60s, and one can definitely stay young. And so it should be your ambition to do that. Too often, I see people just kind of like slip out of the game. They slip out of the game that is life by losing track of their fitness, losing track of their shape, their style, their haircuts, staying sharp, staying on top of things. These things, you carry them with you always. Your body, your vessel, your energy levels, you carry it with you always, and it's manipulated by the most subtle of things.
We made the cutoff. I'm pretty sure I did it in under an hour, barely under an hour.
Honestly, I feel fine. I did do it slow. I don't know why I biked slowly, because on the trainer my time was 3 hours 11 minutes, but the hills here are brutal. Unbelievable, dude. Like, everyone was walking the hills. You know, the event is one day. It's hard to be mad fully when, like, it has enhanced my life so much.
So, stay sharp. Stay in the game. Keep your diet clean. Keep your training on point. Sleep enough. Because even if you might be of a certain financial standing now, just by the fact that time will pass on and you will get smarter, if you can stay young for longer, then your odds of success go up dramatically.
This is not the end.
And then the last idea I want to address in this is star power. Star power is unreliable. It's not a thing that can easily be maintained. It's heat. You see people come in and out of fashion super fast. Turns out there's been a bunch of different random TV shows that I would never have even thought to have watched. Like Nickelodeon shows and One Tree Hill and all this random stuff, that one actor in that one movie. And maybe he got like 40 grand in that one movie, or even 300 or even $1 million. But the thing is, if that is your only opportunity, the millions don't last. You know, they say Johnny Depp is in a tremendous amount of debt. Kevin Spacey, super broke. Michael Jackson died with a lot of debt. A lot of famous athletes, they go broke. But they made a lot of money, right? So star power is something that generates a tremendous amount of income, for sure. And I think we can all rely on getting a little bit of star power. To be a 10 out of 10 level expert at something is very hard. But to get to 7 out of 10 at a couple different things, you can sort of do that. You know, I'm in my own phase of an arc. I think it's fair to say my star power has completely died. But that's okay, because it comes and it goes in different seasons of your life. What I would call my star power strategy is aiming for the Iron Man World Series and River Rats the film. the filmmaking Iron Man guy, who's also really jacked and lean. And I would say, what is the exact tangible benefit of that? What's the point of getting like a $5,000 triathlon specific bike? On paper, it's an expense, it's a liability. But these things that we can do, they might just generate us a little bit of star power. And if that star power is just cultivated, maintained, built, then it can get you a tremendous result on a long enough timeline. So the best way forward is to be neither Johnny Depp, who's got all the star power in the world, but then lost it for a time and then went super broke. And also not to just be the creature of logic, who earns high income skills, tangible, of the world, maybe not really related to passion, but in it to win it, and then use both avenues to get the result you want. I think if you do both of those things, you invoke star power and you invoke logic with the stuff that you already know, that's like Dave Ramsey financial advice. If you combine the two, then I think in 5, or especially 10 years' time, you can take this whole thing really, really far.